With WFIU Arts News, I'm David Wood. Both Bloomington belly dance troupes were represented at the Arts Fair on the Square back in June, and even the casual passerby could tell that the two groups have a very different way of looking at belly dance. Different drummer belly dancers perform all sorts of movements, while Darkside Tribal sticks to one distinct style. We sent Annie Corrigan to find out more about the two troupes.
Music by the pop band Maroon 5 isn't the sort of thing one would typically associate with belly dancing. But that's part of what different drummer belly dancers is all about, finding common ground with their audience members.
Have you ever seen belly dance before?
I have not, no.
What'd you think?
It's refreshing because I'm from the southern part of Indiana and everybody seems a little bit more uptight in that area.
Different Drummer was formed by Margaret Lyon 9 years ago. They borrow aspects of various styles of belly dance for their choreography, so Lyon says basically anything goes. But it's their choice of music that's been setting them apart from the beginning.
So then we did our first dance to some rock and roll, and we got a huge response. Everyone was really, like, surprised at how much the audience loved us. So it's like, oh, I get it now. When you shake your booty to Elvis, people get it. They go, okay, yeah.
For Darkside Tribal, the music is secondary to the movements. They dance American Tribal style, which is a modern form of belly dance that emphasizes improvisation. Despite their differing styles, the two troupes share one thing in common, a love of costuming. Terry Herron, who performed a solo dance to Maroon 5 at Bloomington's Arts Fair on the Square, says her look is inspired by everything from Spanish flamenco to Northern Egyptian belly dance.
We're just borrowing from everybody, and we make a look that's comfortable and beautiful, that makes us feel good.
Sarah Aikman of Darkside Tribal describes her outfit from that very hot summer afternoon at the Arts Fair.
I had two skirts, a purple one and a black one, and then my red harem pants underneath, and then this tassel belt that I made with some brocade fabric and a coin bra and this big old flowered head thing. Yeah, and oh, I weighed myself and it weighed 7 pounds, everything all together.
Well, I've got two bracelets with bells. They have two different tones there.
Heather Perry teaches the intermediate belly dance class at Panache Dance Studio.
And then I've got some tassels with cowrie shells. That's the clicky noise right there. And then a little brass bell. Is the sound there.
The dancers make a lot of noise with all their accoutrements, but no words are actually exchanged. According to Virginia Hojas, a certified instructor of American Tribal Style, the leader communicates with hand and head gestures to let other dancers know what move comes next.
It's like learning a language, and the more advanced you get in this language, the more complicated it is to notice the cues, so things like eye contact can be one of the cues.
And it's not just, it's choreography on the fly, so you're always making up what comes next, so it's kind of like a chess game. You're always planning out moves ahead.
Scott Matthew Myers is the co-owner of Panache Dance Studio and the only male student in the intermediate class. He's been dancing partner styles for 10 years, but this was a completely different way of moving for him.
I mean, it's a struggle to, you know, for I think most guys to find their hips and how they move, but they're there and it does work.
In today's intermediate class, Perry covered moves called the box step with a double hip bump, three variations on camel step, and something new called a barrel turn.
All belly dance has these different kinds of styles and these different kinds of terms, but this particular style stylizes them so that if you go to Australia and you say, I'd like to do a barrel turn, they'll do the same barrel turn that you learned in Indiana, that you learned in Michigan, that you learned in California, that you learned in New York. And there, they've just started the fast moves. Virginia is doing something called basic Egyptian, and everyone is playing zills or finger cymbals.
Over the din of cymbals, rattles, shells, and coins, observers can hear one other sound at a belly dance performance.
And then the only noise that we do is called zagarid, which is to encourage the dancers that are being showcased. And it's a really loud sound.
When we all do it together, it's called a zagarit. So let's all try it again. Are you ready? Yeah! Oh my God, you're so awesome! Yes, that'll work.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
Find links to both belly dance troupes on our website, wfiu.org/arts.